This podcast is brought to you by Viking Capital, your best friend in swimming pool financing for over 20 years.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast. Today I'm chatting with Bob Mellon, industry veteran and owner of Signature Pools and Spas in Fresno, California. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on the show, Bob.
Thank you very much. I'm very excited. This is my first podcast.
Well, I'm an old vet at this, so I'll take it easy on you. I know there's no shortage of talented pool builders in the San Joaquin Valley, but Signature Pools kind of seems to stand out and get the lion's share of the luxury custom pool projects these days. And I brought you on to learn a little bit more about you and your company and how you started your business, and maybe, just maybe, get you to divulge a little bit of the secret sauce on what has helped Signature Pools become somewhat of a household name in the Fresno market. Now, can you provide us a brief overview of how did you start and when did you first become involved in the pool industry?
1979, I moved down. I grew up in the foothills near Yosemite and moved down to Fresno to go to college. And a friend of mine got me a job at which is one of my competitors and friends in the area now, was pouring concrete while I was trying to put myself through college. And I decided that college wasn't my direction. And I was interested in construction. And ultimately, I'd always wanted to work for myself. And so I started out pouring concrete, which moved into another facet of plumbing and electric. And so my early years in the pool industry were a lot of the construction. It's still my passion. I wear my jeans and boots every day, and I get out and I'm jackhammering or wheelbarrowing or gunniting. I enjoy that part more so.
So that hands-on aspect of the job, I guess you learned all about how every facet of building a pool happens, like from planning and engineering all the way through to design and the actual construction of the job itself, right?
Exactly. And I think that's one of the reasons I am able to do, or we as a company have grown quite a bit, are able to do that unique and interesting ultimate pool experience.
Now, when did you transition from building a small standard custom pool to some of the more elaborate projects that I see on your social media these days?
Oh, gosh. I guess one thing that does happen is we're a family business, and four or five, six of my family members work with me, which I think really helps the experience and the commitment to the project and stuff. And so where I was heading is my niece designs and sells pools for me, and she has a great imagination. And so in a ways, a lot of the unique pools that come from us start in her brain, and the customers work together to come up with some of this. And I unfortunately don't know how to say no. And oftentimes she's come to me and asked, can we do this? And it's hard for me to say no, because I'm very competitive. And I also want to give the customers what they want. So why limit the customer's dream and vision by somebody's inability to do it? And so we've gotten ourselves into some projects that took a moment and a little head scratching and working through, for sure.
Well, what's your niece's name and how did she become your principal pool designer?
So Nikki Mellon, she used to do fiber optic wiring and work and stuff for a hospital. And she's always been around construction. My brother's an electrical contractor, and they worked close together and so on. And she was actually got her real estate license. And while she was kind of wanting to make a move from one industry to another, I said, while she's out there in open houses and stuff, she said, can I maybe take some business cards and put them in there? And then all of a sudden she started having some interest in that area. And I said, why don't you just come and sell a few pools along with your real estate journey? And she was just amazing at it. And we get along really well. And so she has pulled her away from real estate a little bit, and she's been working with me for several years now. And it's a lot of fun.
So it's a family business, I guess. Pools are in the blood, huh?
It is. My wife's cousin is the office manager. My brother-in-law sold pools, and my sons are involved, and my wife helps me with the books. And I think it really helps the business, because we all care and, you know, love each other, obviously, and we want to put out that product.
Well, that kind of camaraderie is great. Tell me, yeah. Bob, what else sets Signature Pools and Spas apart from the other pool companies in your local area?
You know, coming from the construction back, I saw a lot of builders, and I thought, Boy, they don't communicate enough. You know what? Nobody's here supervising the job. Oh, the customer is upset and it's just the beginning of the job. And I looked at all of that and I said, you know what? I can build a better mousetrap. I can help to make this situation more fun and enjoyable. And so I looked at what I learned in my past. And then so by being the builder, I was able to control the environment. We have a web presence that allows people communication on what's coming up on scheduling. My office constantly contacts the customers about what's happening, where we're at. Myself and my son are on the job. We are working through the process. So instead of just being behind a desk, by being in the field, you're able to work with the materials, the contractors, the employees to get that product. And if we build it right the first time, it's going to be much easier for everybody. It's a better experience for the homeowner. Actually, one of my sayings, I say that we're built with a personal touch. And so signature pools. And I really try to do that. And our personal touch is us being involved at the project. And homeowners, you know, a lot of them, they don't know what's going to happen. So if you're kind of walking them through it, and you're allowing them to potentially make some changes and such as they go, in the end, I tell my people, once we've sold a project, it's not about the money. It's about a great, amazing product and a happy customer. Because if a customer goes through this and they have a bad experience and it's took too long and they were arguing and this and that, they're going to remember that. It's almost like a bad taste in your mouth. And what we want is somebody to just be amazed. And when you're walking through Home Depot, they see you and they're very excited and happy to see you.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about what, under promising and over delivering, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, honestly, how do you ensure on all the different pools that you build the same standard of quality and durability? You know, as you're going through the season, you're building a lot of pools. How do you make sure that every one of them has that signature stamp on it?
One of the things I've learned over time is we've created a system that checks a lot of boxes. We actually have this white sheet and I go through this process. And so everybody is on this same page. This has to happen and this has to happen. And then with the years that I've been in this industry, I know that there are certain hot spots or critical points to be at. So we make sure we don't move forward until that is the way we want it. I have a very high standard. And I actually get a little pushback sometimes from workers and subs and stuff, and I'm kind of tough. But if I hold a very high standard in what I want, then people are going to elevate to that. If you have a low standard, they elevate to that. And so by our involvement in the construction of the project and the desire to be the best and to have an amazing product, we work our way to that point. And, you know, construction is not a perfect science. There are problems. Things happen. Sometimes it's unexpected. And sometimes somebody just drops the ball. But it's really about how you address that and you get after it. And I find it's much better if you do it quickly. And then homeowners are like, yeah, you know, they broke a fence board, but gosh darn it, they got out there and they fixed it. So it gives them a confidence and an assurity that they're going to be taken care of.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I know you guys build a ton of pools in the San Joaquin Valley, and I mean, I see a lot of your design trends have kind of changed over time from those kind of traditional lagoon style, grotto style pools to like now more modern and geometric pools or what I've seen in your portfolio. I mean, can you talk about that transition from design styles a little bit?
You know, I think in the world with the information, with the internet, the TV shows, the trade shows, everybody's trying to top themselves, and your supplier comes out with this new fireball, and then you have somebody else that has another image. And so I think there's a lot of information coming to the homeowners. There's Pinterest. There's always this cutting edge interest. In the old days, when I first started, you're absolutely right. There was a kidney bean and there was a rectangle. And it's like, which one would you like? And anymore, it's just progressed over the years to where don't really know where it's going to end, but we are so much further ahead than when I started. And it's kind of goes back to that. Can't say no. Can we do this? And it's figuring out how to do it. I think a lot of it is just a more educated public, information on the internet, the imagination. We live in a society to where we're getting to where almost nothing is impossible, it feels like. And so that stretches the boundaries. There's a few of my competitors that kind of are cookie cutters, let's say, and it's easier to do that. It's very simple. You don't have to worry. They don't have to show up on the job. It's just a kidney bean. And I choose not to do that because I am competitive and I'm passionate and I want to stand out as a company. And so we have a lot of fun with the projects and I think our customers really enjoy that.
Yeah, well, I mean, California is largely considered to be like an epicenter of pool design trends, and what's happening here in our state kind of makes its way over to the rest of the country, you know, a few years later. I mean, what are some of the emerging design trends that you see happening in your market?
It's interesting that you talked about contemporary. So I've been in the business a long time. We started out with cool decking a long time ago. Then it went into exposed aggregate, and then it went into just flat regular concrete. Then it went into stamped concrete. And that the trend right at the moment seems to be back to a broomed or sweat finished concrete. A lot of straight line pools, contemporary. It's kind of simplified, and it's interesting to see the fads over the years. And at the moment, it seems like customers are really looking for that backyard environment. There is kind of a return to the home environment, I believe. And so some of it is usability and practicality. And then when you have a contemporary style, it adds a little bit of flair. And, you know, your pool, if you can enjoy it 365 days a year, sometimes if you create almost like an art piece or a fountain or a visual effect, you get to enjoy it more than just the 3 to 5 months that you swim. And I think we really strive for that.
Right. Your pool kind of becomes more of a focal piece in the backyard at that
right.
point.
Yes.
Right. Well, I know that builders have been struggling, you know, in the COVID environment, we had all of those staffing and logistical delays on getting equipment. We were seeing timelines extend out 6 months, you know, from lead time into when somebody could actually dig their pool. What is the typical timeline for a pool or spa project right now in this post-COVID environment for you guys?
One of the things that I've tried to do is make that portion of our experience not bad, which is like you had said, during the COVID times, it was more of a struggle for sure. Right now, we have been building pools in about from day of dig to water, 4 to 6 weeks. We give ourselves 8 to 10 weeks on our contract because sometimes there's changes, there's delays because of materials, sometimes weather is a factor. And so we don't want to have the expectation to where it's so tight that somebody would be disappointed if it took longer. But our build period, once we dig, is probably around 4 to 6 weeks. What I find is most people, once they contact us, I try to get out there quickly. And so we're usually available either the same day up to within 5 days, depending on their schedule. To me, I want to serve my customer. We have definitely some competition here in town, and we hear, oh, they're not available for 2 or 3 months and so on like that. And that's not what I want to provide. So what I find kind of timeline, usually it's like 1 to 5 days to go see someone. Usually after we've seen them within 3 to 5 days, we have a design for them. Then they respond to us and they say, yes, we like it or not. Then we price it out. I find that people tend to take about 2 to 3 weeks to make a choice. And, you know, a lot of customers will see one or two people because they want to feel like they're getting the best deal or just to see if there's different ideas. And so usually within about 2 to 3 weeks, people make a decision. Once we've signed somebody up, we usually do that at the office because we have the ability to pick colors and choices and tiles and stones there in our showroom. Permits have been interesting in that some of our cities can do it within 1 to 3 days and some are 5 to 6 weeks. And so usually as an average, once you sign up with us, you're probably about 4 weeks out and we start your project actually in your backyard. And then from that point, it's about, you know, 4 to 5 weeks. And we, you know, sometimes a couple of months is usually the most that it takes.
Now, in your opinion, what are some of the key factors that potential pool and spa owners should consider when planning their pool project?
One of the things I try to bring up is the overall master plan. And so I don't want to come in there and just go, okay, here's your pool. What do you need? Boom, we're gone. And we don't incorporate the rest of the yard. I like to ask questions, and not everybody is ready to do more and not everybody wants to do more, but what is the whole yard going to look like at the end? Is there a barbecue? Is there a pergola? Do you have a putting green? And so I feel it's my responsibility to offer suggestions or ideas. Do you need power in the corner? Do you need gas for your future barbecue? Should we leave you extra dirt? And so how does the family use the backyard? What is your vision? Are you an entertaining family? Are you kind of just, you want peace and serenity? And so if we can find out those elements, and then I feel as a professional and experienced in the areas, let's help them to get to that end. Whether we're doing some of the work or not, let's at least consider it, because the pool is such a permanent anchor in the yard that it's usually everything's built off of that.
So, you know, Bob, I got a lot of friends ask me all the time, Joe, what is it like to build a pool? And I always tell them, you know, it's like giving birth, you know, but everybody, everybody wants the baby, right? But nobody wants the labor. So I tell them, listen, you know, you're in for a long haul in your backyard and no project really goes seamlessly. All right. But right. Good communication is always a factor. How do you handle unexpected issues or changes during a project? And how do you communicate that with the client?
We've structured our company to where anything from our Pentair pool builder, which alerts the customers, it has a portal that they can get there to see change orders, to see colors, and to communicate on a web base. Our office is in constant communication with them as far as like what's coming up. We try to let people know what's coming up the next day. Sometimes it bounces around a little bit, but we seem to be living in a world where everybody wants immediate information. And so our office calls people each day. We text them as we're coming over. There are a lot of change orders. And so what we'll typically do with that is we have the salespeople communicate and get them a price. We do an electronic change order so that everybody's on the same page. So later it's like, remember we talked about this. Okay, it sounds good. So I think the communication and the follow through and the personal presence really helps us in those areas. Change orders are hard. I'm not going to lie to you. It is, once you have everything in motion, we have an amazing plan. We send it out. Everybody has the same information. And when that gets changed, you got to make sure that all of those points of contact are changed. And so your deck guy, hey, we're going to put another 100 feet of concrete out here. So we got to make sure that, and we have to follow up on those. And a lot of it is how we handle it is just be there and make sure that that change order got done. Part of your question almost sounded like happens when things go wrong or something happens. And there again, if you're on the project and you're looking for it and you're communicating with the customer, you're alerted to it. And then I like to be proactive and, hey, this isn't right. Let's get it done. Instead of having somebody say, hey, you know, they broke the sprinkler. What are you guys going to do? So we do the best that we can, and we're not 100%, but we have the desire to be there the best we can, and that's a continual effort.
Well, I've always got my ears open on these conversations, and I always like to know what are the systems, tools that pool pros are using to help them communicate better with their customers. Now, you mentioned Pentair Pool Builder. How is that program helping you and your company?
It is a web-based platform that the homeowner has a personal portal so they can log in and they get email alerts. It is a, when something is discussed, we post it on that platform so that they can look in there and so that we're all seeing the same item. It has their plans, it has their change orders, it has their any kind of comments or communication. So it's a really useful tool to, I guess, have clarity so that we can get to where everybody is doing the same thing and we're accomplishing what they want. We also, in this modern world with everybody in their cell phones, we text homeowners. It's amazing how people appreciate knowing what's happening.
I'm glad that you think really highly of the software. That's great. One thing that we've definitely noticed over the couple of years, Bob, is that the price to build a pool has definitely gone up substantially. I mean, how do you approach price and cost transparency with your clients?
You know, that's one of the hardest things that I think came out of COVID is the inflation and the pricing has gone up so much. I would say that we've probably, our baseline is up about 25 to 30% on just very simple pools. One of the things that we've done is try to be more efficient. We're actually in kind of a place where we're trying to actually tighten our profit margins, and we're able to do that by streamlining our company. And we all work a little extra harder. And I actually really feel bad for the customer because our equipment costs have gone up 4% recently, and they just continue to go up. Our cement price is up. Our rebar costs are up. We had shortages during the COVID, and so all of the materials that we have no control over have gone up. We are working with our subcontractors and our guys, let's kind of tighten it up. The interest rates are up. The financing is harder. Customers are being hurt. So let's all band together and let's make this work. We're trying to help with the customers and help with the pricing. And we're going into a slower time. Our numbers are off this year compared to last year. And it's basically the interest rates going up and people just can't afford it. Or where banks a couple of years ago were giving loans out very freely, they're turning some down now. And so in efforts for the government to try to slow down inflation, it's affecting us a bit. And so what we're doing is we're trying to kind of pivot a little bit to ease that for our customers.
Yeah, I noticed that it's affecting the financing companies as well a little bit. Those higher interest rates are definitely making it a little bit more cost prohibitive to build a pool these days. But still, yes, a lot of people out there where the demand is still there. I mean, I don't think that's something that ever leaves our industry, is that the intent and the demand is always there, even if the money isn't. Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. We live in an area that the summers are 100 to 110 degrees. It is a good environment for swimming pools. Fresno area is still kind of undervalued, I would say. And now that homeowners are able to work remotely from their jobs, we have had a huge influx of people from the Bay Area, San Jose, LA, and so on like that, moving to this area. And so they're able to still work from home. And they have an ability to pay for a little bit more because of where they've come from and their equity in their homes and so on. So as long as, we keep making new homes and families are enjoying swimming pools, which it's an amazing home environment for the kids, I believe there will be a demand.
Well, that's definitely one market indicator for our industry, is when they're building new homes, you can expect that people will be building new pools shortly.
Absolutely. Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your body of work, Bob. I mean, I go through your website, I take a look at some of your projects, and you got such incredible stuff going on over there. I was hoping maybe I can get you to talk a little bit about one or two of your favorite projects. I mean, does anything stand out in your mind when you look at your own personal highlight reel? Is there a couple of pools that kind of stand out to you?
Absolutely. It's hard to just go down to just like a few, because we have so much fun with these and our customers are such a pleasure. One of the pools we did, it was up on the top of a hill, really almost turned out like a resort. We ended up having a large 60-ton waterfall. They had a large slide. We had laminars and bubblers and bar stools surrounding a sunken fire pit in the water. And it had a 360-degree view, a lot of lights, pebble. And so that particular project, being up on the top of a mountain, we ended up having to get and rent a 18-ton excavator with a jackhammer, and we were going through solid granite. And so that always is memorable. The scope of the project had a lot of interesting elements. And so it becomes a challenge. And I guess one of the fun things about it is when you're done, you stick your head up out of the dust and it turns out really nice and the customer's happy. It just makes it all worth it. Sometimes I find that when I'm down in the trench and stuff, you don't always stop and take a moment to reflect on the end product. So that was a freeform pool. It was up in the mountains. We did the rock waterfall. That was a really fun project. And then here in town, we've done some contemporary ones where we had different multiple levels of water dropping, raised areas, grottos, and under the cantilever steps, we had lighting. And so a totally different element, different project, different challenges. Before COVID, we always do Christmas parties and we invite a lot of our customers. And so it was, for me, this becomes more than just a product and a business, but for me, I've been very blessed and I enjoy that I've had my family working with me. So we're providing a future and a dream for them. And then we become friends with our customers. And that to me is really where the value is.
It's a great story, Bob. I would love to be able to share some of these projects with our audience. Would you be up for maybe sharing some photos with us so that we can run a little article and discuss some of your work in the magazine?
Absolutely. That would be, I'd be honored. It's a lot of fun to kind of, when you have that can't say no attitude and you do it and then it turns out, because there's been a few times where I really wasn't certain. And then in the end you go, we did it.
Well, terrific conversation with you today, Bob. I really appreciate you stopping by and being able to chat with us and talk shop a little bit. Thanks so much for being on the show today.
You're very welcome. I appreciate the time also.
That's all the time we have left today. Make sure to like, subscribe, and follow, and we'll catch you next time on another episode of Pool Magazine Podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Viking Capital, your best friend in swimming pool financing for over 20 years.